Good morning. Both last week and today we heard wonderful readings from the letters of St. Paul. Last week, 1 Corinthians, today Romans. And both of these readings have reminded us of how God gives talents and gifts to people in the church for the common good. We heard about apostles, prophets, teachers, workers of miracles, healers, people who serve, people who comfort, people who exhort, people who contribute, and so on and so on. And these are indeed the qualities that God plants in the hearts of people in churches for the common good, for the good of everybody, for the good of the church of the whole. And it's because we are the body of Christ, St. Paul says, that we have all of these. But St. Paul last week, and in a somewhat different way today also, he goes on to say, but the greatest of everything that we can do, everything that we are given, any gift that we possess, any talent, the greatest is love. That is the most excellent way. And so today also we hear him say, let love be genuine. Let love be genuine. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Bless and do not curse. So last week and this week, we hear St. Paul raise our eyes to the ultimate good in our lives, to the ultimate characteristic of a Christian community, and that is love. And if things are not done with love, we can have all the greatest talents and abilities in the world, but if it's not done with love, we are just simply a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal, to quote St. Paul from last week's reading. So this past week, I attended the Clergy Lady Conference of the Archdiocese in Boston. It happens every 2 years, and this year it happened to be held in Boston. So I felt I really should attend this time. So, indeed, there were some individuals there who sounded like noisy gongs and clanging cymbals. But for the most part, I saw a lot of love and genuine concern for the welfare of the church and of our faith, a lot of affection for each other. The overall message was one of hope. There was also regret for mistakes and acknowledgement of mistakes that have been made, especially with finances. And there was a commitment to move forward and make every effort to avoid making the same mistake. So it was a positive overall experience. But people openly voiced their concerns, and it was generally very well received. In his keynote speech, Archbishop Demetrius focused on four challenges the church faces today. Change in almost every area of human existence and coexistence. Economic pressures and poverty and their effects on family life. Disconnect, especially among the youth, from church and organized religion, and attacks on Christian faith that are becoming increasingly more vocal and more assertive. He went on to tell us that we need to be aware of what we are and where we are. The days of immigrant parishes are over. So his message was, don't dwell in the past. Realize where we are and what we are today. And he said, he used some beautiful words. He said, we need parishes that are not self-limiting. What a beautiful phrase. self-limiting. You know what that means, self-limiting? He didn't go on to define the word, because I think we all understood. When you limit yourself to a narrow range of experience or acknowledgement, or you're living in the past, we are not to be self-limiting. Are we self-limiting here? I'd like to think that we are not in my years here, because I have never considered us to be self-limiting, nor did I encourage self-limiting thoughts or ideas or planning. Of course, there are limitations, practical limitations, but that's not the point. Self-limiting means limiting ourselves by our attitudes, by our priorities. The obstacles will be there. They will limit us in certain ways. Some things we won't be able to do. But the key in that word that the Archbishop used is that we are not self-limiting, that we do not limit ourselves, and that we always aim for those higher realms that St. Paul describes for us today. Why shouldn't we have prophets and teachers and healers and people of encouragement and people of generosity in our parishes? Don't limit ourselves. We need adult education, he said. Orthodox illiteracy should be unacceptable when we have people with college degrees in our parishes. Indeed. Education all around us, and yet illiterate when it comes to our faith. He lamented that our parishes are childless liturgical congregations. Wow, I heard that. Made sure I jotted it down. Childless liturgical congregations. Do we need to explain that term either? Did he need to explain it? Look at our parish. From September to May, children are downstairs. From May to September, with a few exceptions, they disappear. Childless liturgical congregations. But his message was positive. He had to point these things out because he's in reality. He's not living in some immigrant past, even though he, like me, is an immigrant. He said teaching and healing. That's our mission. That should be our mission. And all things should be possible for us because we are the body of Christ. That really struck home. Other good speeches, other good thoughts shared, but I wanted to only share a few thoughts by the Archbishop today. To settle for tidbits, to settle for anything less than the vision that St. Paul gave to us today and last week, to settle for religious trinkets, is to deny that we are the body of Christ. Paul tells us that in a Christian community, there should be teachers, there should be prophets, comforters, contributors, ministers, helpers of various sorts, administrators, healers. And all of us are to practice brotherly love and affection. All of us are to honor each other, offer hospitality, always eager to do with zeal, glowing with the Spirit, he says, rejoicing, patient when times are hard, constant in prayer, generous to the needs of others. These are all the works of love that we also heard about last week as well from 1 Corinthians. Bless, do not curse. We must always bless. Always, every word, every sentence that comes out of our mouths should be a blessing of some sort. should be a good of some sort. Good that builds up others, that builds up our community. Yes, there's a forum for complaining. There were lots of complainings last week, but it was in a context and in a spirit of working to resolve issues and to move forward and not to be stuck in the past. We should bless and we should heal. And I have to say with you that, my own personal blessing in going to the clergy lady in Boston last week was an opportunity to hook up with a friend from Chicago, whom I knew from my 2 years in Chicago at St. Andrew's Church. And it was good to catch up, good to hear what's going on in his life and his family. And it was exactly what I needed that day, because for a lot of days now, in a couple of weeks, I haven't been feeling very well, either physically or mentally. And my 2 hours with this man, he's my own age, was a form of blessing. He talked about how I had blessed him and his wife in my Chicago days, especially in my ministry to couples and young adults. But he also blessed me by his words of blessing. And it was really the best thing that could have happened to me on that particular day. So that's how it works. We bless each other, and we are blessed in return. And there's healing in blessing, and there's healing in good, not compliments. I don't look for compliments, and quite frankly, I'm not very comfortable giving compliments, because Christianity is not about compliments. Why settle for compliment when you can bless? When you can really raise the spirit of someone else and even heal the spirit of someone else? Don't settle for compliments, empty platitudes. Go for the high road. Go for the maximum. Go for the blessing. And God will give us the opportunity to do what love enjoys to do. There is love in every single one of us, and it wants to come to the surface, and it wants to do things, and it wants to bless people. And God will give us the opportunity to do what love wants to do. That's my message to you today. Ask and you shall receive, Jesus tells us. But he tells us, don't use too many words. Don't ask for too many things like the pagans do, like the Gentiles do, like the unbelievers do. Speak to God simply. Say to God, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And that's what a blessing is. It's a daily bread that we all need, that love wants to give. Forget about asking for things. God knows what you need. You don't need a new car. You don't need a 64-inch flat-screen TV. You want those things, you go work for them and you get them. That's not what God is going to give you. God knows what your heart, what the love in you really needs. And that's what he's going to give you. And he's going to give you the opportunity to be blessed and to bless others. That is what Jesus meant when he said, ask and you shall receive. Ask. Be open to every opportunity that God gives you to be that loving person that he made you to be. And that, dear friends, is the end of today's message.